duck.
Ah, now we're getting metaphysical, said Susan.
Why duck? Said Lobsang.
Why, indeed?
Somewhere amongst the cases, a voice reached the end of its tether.
What organic damn elephant? Where is the elephant? There is no elephant. How can there be a sign, then? It is a...
And once again the little choke and the vanishing scream, and then running footsteps. Susan and Lobsang backed into the shadows, and then Susan said,
What have I put my foot in?
She reached down and picked up the soft, sticky mess, and as she rose, she saw the auditor come round the corner. It was wild-eyed and frantic. It focused on the pair of them with difficulty, as if trying to remember who and what they were, but it was holding a sword and holding it correctly. A figure rose up behind it. One hand grabbed it by the hair and jerked its head back. The other was thrust over its open mouth. The auditor struggled for a moment and then went rigid, and then disintegrated, tiny particles spinning away and disappearing into nothing. For a moment, the last few handfuls tried to form in the air the shape of a small cowled figure. Then it too was dragged apart, with a faint scream that was heard via the hairs on the back of the neck. Susan glared at the figure in front of her.
You can't be a... What are you? She demanded.
The figure was silent. This might have been because thick cloth covered its nose and mouth. Heavy gloves encased its hands. And this was odd, because most of the rest of it was wearing a sequined evening gown, and a mink stole, and a knapsack, and a huge picture hat, with enough feathers to make three rare species totally extinct. The figure rummaged in the knapsack and then thrust out a piece of dark brown paper, as if proffering holy writ. Lobsang took it with care.
"It says here, Higgs and Meekin's Luxury Assortment," he said. "Caramel Crunch, Hazelnut Surprise... They're chocolates."
Susan opened her hand and looked at the crushed strawberry whirl she had picked up. She gave the figure a careful look.
"How did you know that would work?" she said. "Please, you have nothing to fear from me," said the muffled voice through the bandages. "I'm down to the ones with the nuts in now, and they don't melt very quickly."
"Sorry," said Lobsang. "You just killed an auditor with a chocolate."
"My last orange cream, yes. We are exposed here. Come with me."
"An auditor," Susan breathed. "You're an auditor too, aren't you? Why should I trust you?"
"There isn't anyone else."
"But you are one of them," said Susan. "I can tell, even under all that stuff."
"I was one of them," said Lady Le Jean. "Now I rather think I'm one of me."
People were living in the attic. There was a whole family up there. Susan wondered if their presence was official or unofficial, or one of those in-between states that were so common in Ankh-Morpork, where there was always a chronic housing shortage. So much of the city's life took place on the street because there was no room for it inside. Whole families were raised in shifts so that the bed could be used for 24 hours a day. By the look of it, the caretakers and men who knew the way to Caravati's three large pink women and one piece of gauze had moved their families into the rambling attics. The rescuer had simply moved in on top of them. A family, or at least one shift of it, was seated on benches around a table, frozen in timelessness. Lady Le Jean removed her hat, hung it on the mother, and shook out her hair. Then she unwrapped the heavy bandages from her nose and mouth.
"We are relatively safe here," she said. "They are mostly in the main streets. Good day. My name is Myria Le Jean. I know who you are, Susan Stowe Hellet. I do not know the young man, which surprises me. I take it you are here to destroy the clock?"
"To stop it," said Lobsang.
"Hold on, hold on," said Susan. "This makes no sense. Auditors hate everything about life, and you are an auditor, aren't you?" "I have no idea what I am," sighed Lady Le Jean. "But right now I know that I am everything an auditor should not be. We have to be stopped."
"With chocolate," said Susan.
"The sense of taste is new to us. Alien, we have no defences." "But chocolate?" "A dry biscuit almost killed me," said her ladyship. "Susan, can you imagine what it is like to experience taste?